Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
We are live. Hey, everybody.
This is your old pal, Mr. Whiskey.
Hi, kids. It's time for
beer.
Episode 99 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right. Yeah, we take the pain for you.
There's a lot of pain in drinking beer, let me tell you, and talking about it.
Well, you know, butternuts.
Just saying. Are you calling me butternuts, or are you just saying
nah,
butternuts
in general? I'm just still calling them out, you know, as a running joke.
Way to go, butternuts.
Yeah. Somebody had posted one of our followers, my followers on Instagram, posted a picture of Porch Slap, and right underneath it they put, "This is the worst fucking beer I've ever tasted." I was like, huh, look, we're not the only ones that think that.
I think it's one of the worst breweries we've ever had.
Yeah. You
know, we've had a lot of breweries. That was
mad respect to all of them, even them. But
somebody's obviously drinking it if they're still in business. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, to each his own. But for us, it was just a no-go. And
so what do we have? Episode 99, one away from 100.
Road trip beers! Again.
Again.
Dude, that's not like it's a bad thing. I mean, I think we've been blessed by my travel experiences, don't you think?
We have been, and I think, episode 100, we'll plan something special for that.
Yes.
We should. But
blessed by my travels and my well-skilled suit packing, suitcase packing.
Yes, that too.
That's what I was trying to say there. Yeah, you know, words are hard. But anyway,
as we get past the 100, we're going to focus a little bit more on local beers, PA beers, because we haven't done them in a while. Because we've been all over the place, so.
With my travels, and I've said this before too, is I'm going to try to do a little bit more stuff on the road because to me it's local. You know what I mean?
It's local on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if I can focus on other smaller local breweries and up and comings or, you know, well-respected ones like the ones we're doing tonight, I think that's a great mix, man. Focus on the little guys.
I think that's great, especially if there's a way to get some of these guys to come in and talk to you while you're on or while you're at the hotels. Or
yeah, I mean, that's
hard.
If you want
to jump in later.
That's hard for me to plan out because I just kind of show up and say, give me a sampler, give me some of your food, and hey, do you want to talk?
They're not doing anything.
They're like, who the fuck are you?
I have an internet radio show.
I do. And they're like, oh, really?
I know a podcaster. I heard about them on NPR.
And I've reached out to a few, and, you know, a couple of them, the latest ones were over Christmas. So I'm sure that they've been distracted and, you know, kind of forgot. But I'm going to reach out to them again to see if we can get them on because they're great breweries. One that, excuse me, Spoon. I'm a little gassy this evening. One that really wanted to talk to us, but and we haven't done their beers on the show yet, so kind of holding back for those. So tonight we got some Nolens beers.
Nolens. One thing I want to bring up really quick. Hey,
oh,
Google,
yes.
People at Google, what would be really helpful for those of us that are hosting these things is if you have a little clock down here that would tell us how long we've been recording.
Well, I have a Mac, so I have a little clock up here that's...
I mean, I have a clock, too, but it's, in case I forget what time we start or something, I'm just saying...
10:16!
Because just, down below, well, when you start it now, it says you can now record up to 8 hours. I'm like,
eight what?
Yeah, it says you can now record up to 8 hours.
Holy shit, that's a long beer show. I don't think I made it past three without passing out.
That's a lot of power hour.
Yeah.
Next round, power hour for charity.
You know, we don't sample the beer on this show and then put it aside and grab the next beer. We finish them and move on.
Well, we might tonight. We'll see.
So yeah, we got four tonight, but I didn't want to like leave any of these behind. So I was thinking, we usually do three, but I'm gonna add another one in here. And of course, it's a higher alcohol one. We'll see how it goes. We may be both babbling by the end of this, but that's why you watch us. You love us, right?
Good chance. It could happen.
Or entertaining. And educational.
And I haven't slept in a very long time, so...
Oh, I don't want to hear that. I had a hell of a time flying back home yesterday, my friend. Detroit was, like, closed down and, you know, got my flight canceled twice. And it was a long fucking day yesterday.
I was up last night for a while, consuming, doing product research for the show. And, so I went to bed around 2, and at 5:30, the young one wakes up, followed by the big one, and well.
Oh, lovely.
There goes my day. And that's just, like, typical around here.
Nice, so, dude.
All right, so tell everyone about...
Like I said, I was down in the New Orleans area, New Orleans, for those down south that would kill me for saying otherwise. I wanted to, you know, I didn't have much time down there because it was a big job. I was down there for work, but I managed to hit NOLA, which is New Orleans Lager and Ale Brewing Company. And they're bringing the history and tradition of beer back to New Orleans with fine craft brewed beers, is their tagline. It's in a little industrial area. I want to say the Irish Channel, I think it was. Not like a television channel, but, you know. But, yes, actually it is. It represents the creation of refreshing, high-quality beer in the heart of New Orleans. Located in the Irish Channel, we provide locally produced products and are sensitive to the taste, look, and feel of great beer. They were founded in 2008 by Kurt Coco and Peter Cadu. NOLA Brewing has provided quality lagers and ales for you to enjoy. Like I said, it's a small place for those locally. If you've ever been to East End and Scott Smith's place, it's about that size, but there's a lot more inside. I mean, they had like a full bar and, you know, places to sit down, and it's really well put together. Really great staff. I think if I had any judgments about this place, Spoon, it's that it's a little bit hipster in that area.
A little bit hipster down there?
Yeah, it's a little bit hipster. Which I didn't mind. I mean, they're all really, really nice people, but...
Flip it down.
Down? No, 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 no.
There you go.
All right, how's that? Sorry.
People want to see you.
My video placement was being critiqued as I was speaking. I apologize.
Well, I think your camera actually might have moved up a little bit when we
started.
Yeah,
I moved my laptop. It probably did, yeah. So thank you for squaring me up. No, I mean, I did the sampler when I was there and didn't have too much time for that because I did want to hit a few other places while I was there. One that I did hit, I do want to mention, so I don't have any beers from them. I think we still get them in Pittsburgh, but I haven't seen them for a while, is all the Abita beers.
Oh, you know what? I haven't looked.
Yeah, I haven't seen them for a while.
I don't know.
I think we do. I just haven't noticed. And shame on me, because that was one of the best experiences I've had when I was down there. Amazing people, amazing little brew pub, amazing brewery, great beers, just fantastic food. Place was really, really, really well done. And, you know, and it kind of goes to show you, if you're not familiar enough with these breweries, you think, you hear Abita and you think, oh, they're a huge brewery. They're everywhere, right? You know, I see Abita all over the place. So they must be a big-ass brewery. Not so much. In this little town in the middle of fucking nowhere. Nice little town, mind you, but middle of fucking nowhere. And, you know, the brew pub's real small. And the brewery is like a separate like warehouse building just down the street. Very small operation that puts out a lot of good beers, man. The perspective of it to me is just amazing. Where you think, you know, you're going to see this giant production facility, and it's just a shed. You know.
Well, there's something wrong with sheds. Sheds, you can make good things meth. In sheds, like meth. For instance,
Breaking Brad.
Or we could break Brad. We could absolutely do that. Hey, that's what happens.
Speaking of breaking Brad, let's have this first beer, man. What do you say?
Sounds good. You talk about it. Apparently, the Olympics are on in the other room, and I can hear it.
Yeah, I shut my Olympics off, so go shut your Olympics off.
I'm going to go turn mine down a little bit.
I'll talk about this beer while you go turn down your Olympics. And, of course, all these offerings from NOLA all come in can varieties, which to me is, you know, amazing as always. Love that idea. Love the whole concept. Easy portability, you know, fresh beers. Love it. But the first one we're going to do tonight is the NOLA Brown Ale. Now, historically, I'm not a Brown Ale fan, and I did have this a few weeks back, but can't really recall the flavor profile of it, to be honest with you, because I've had so many beers in between. Not that it was forgettable, just not a Brown Ale fan, so there you go. But this one, it's an English dark mild ale, you know, and they call it the Brown Ale. It comes in, you know, that typical English style. It's only 4%, so, you know, it's a much lower ABV session ale. It's one of their first two flagship ales. I believe the other one was their blonde, if I recall correctly. But this is a brewery favorite. It's a light-bodied, full-flavored English dark mild ale. It's got notes of chocolate, coffee, caramel, and nuts. High malt flavor profile, which is a little bit typical of the brown ales. Low hops, and like I said, great session beer, nice smooth finish to it. And I think that's what kind of threw me off on this, that their smooth finish definition, it was meh. To me, I don't know. But now that Spoon's back, I encourage him to pour and try this beer because I think, Spoon, you're more of a brown ale fan than I am, are you not? Are you on right on par with me?
Yeah. No.
That's a loaded question, isn't it?
I was going to leave the brown joke out, but...
Right, yeah. How do you feel about the brown ale style, man?
You know what? It's a good gateway style to get into craft beer. I think brown ales actually pair up well with cigars.
Oh yeah, especially that. No pun intended, but especially that Cigar City Maduro Brown.
Yeah, like there's some browns I think that are stellar for cigars.
Good point, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That's about it. That's about what I
kind of wish you wouldn't have said that, because now I want a fucking cigar.
I haven't had one in a very long time, so.
Yeah, I've been on the fake cigarettes. I'll be damned if I'm going to spend the money on a fake cigar.
Yeah, if you're going to do a cigar, you just say.
You got to do a real cigar.
Just right? Do it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right, well, let me open this one.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to pour mine. Yeah, I love that noise.
Sounds pretty.
Yeah, buddy. Let me put that there so you guys can see the label there. It's a little shiny. Get a little light above my head. It's washing it out. It's got a nice head to it. A little darker brown color than I expected, honestly. Nice looking brown. Pretty dark for a brown. Here is their label. It's fairly straightforward. Got the logo on there. Very nicely done. Classic. But like I said, this is a 4%er, so it's a good sipping beer, you know, good session beer. So cheers to you, sir.
Cheers.
Now, right away, that aroma, I just get that nutty.
Yep.
You get that too? Good on a part. A little bit of caramel, maybe?
I've got nuts on my nose. Now on my chin.
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, that's Chitabe nutty.
It is. It is. I think I get a little like coffee in there, almost like a coffee grind in there.
Now, having an art degree, I will say that I think that the can design is kind of bad because you're losing a lot of this up here, a lot of that artwork, because you've got orange on gold on brown.
It really looks bad on a webcam too.
Yeah, in fact, I don't like the color scheme of this entire can, but whatever.
I like it.
Okay. It's not going to impact how I drink. Oh, and then the tab is red, so.
It is indeed.
I have to make sure I get some kind of use out of that art degree that I have.
Since we live in New Orleans, we like dark beer. That's why we have crafted the perfect light-bodied, full-flavored brown ale that you can drink all year round. Our English-style mild brown ale has a rich, dark color with aroma of chocolate, coffee, and caramel. See, there you go. This malty treat will change your perception of brown ales and have you thirsty for more. Enjoy with your favorite local cuisine. Brewed with love, brewed in New Orleans. And I have to agree with him there. This to me, this brown ale is a lot different than the most I've tried. It does have a fuller-bodied flavor to it than most I've tried. I think most of the brown ales I try are boring. Maybe that's why I don't go back to them so much. But this one just has just enough of a unique flavor without overpowering it and overdoing it. It's just right. What do you think? You're like, meh. I say all that, you're just like, meh.
Nah. No, it's
I mean, but again, I'm judging this as a brown ale, so.
I know, I'm keeping brown ales in mind. It's just.
Yes.
It honestly tastes like Iron City with malt.
Oh, that's harsh, dude.
I'm not a fan of this one.
That's harsh. I like this one.
I'm getting a little. Yeah.
I'm getting more copper penny taste in there, or what?
A little bit, yeah.
Maybe the water got fucked up during the hurricane. That's so wrong to say.
Yeah, something's just.
I like it. It's to me, I got that. It's almost like when you get. I don't know, you're not a fan of coffee, but.
I like
you're at that bottom.
I like the beer that tastes like it. I just don't like. I just don't drink coffee.
Yeah, and I think that's why you probably don't like it. Because to me, it tastes like when you're down at that bottom of that coffee traveler mug, and it's the last of the pot of coffee, and you get a little bit of coffee grinds down there. It has that sharpness to it of that coffee flavor, which I actually like. You know, it's kind of a weird description, but that's what's in my head right now. So I'm going to roll with that.
If this was brewed with love, it was brewed with very bitter, bitter love.
Ha!
I mean,
speaking of bitterness, I mean, you get the hops in there, but not too bitter. It's obviously typical of a brown ale. But I don't know what it is.
I think for me it's very light. It's light bodied.
Yeah, and they tout that, so that was intentional.
Which it's not always a bad thing, but I think it's bringing out the I guess you say that copper taste that I'm getting.
Yeah, well, copper penny taste is usually attributed to like bad water or something in the water.
Yeah, I'm just.
I shouldn't say bad, but I don't know. I like it, dude. I really do. Again, not a fan of brown ales overall, that whole style. But I would drink this one again.
Oh, okay. Well, then here you go.
I'll reach out through the internet. I'll take yours. There we go.
Thanks.
Wow, we really need to start gimmicking that and getting the same glass and pouring the same beer in and reaching through. You see how the shape of the glass changes when you reach through the internet, though. Goes from like tulip to pint glass. It's weird.
Yeah, and all of a sudden the Dogfish logo gets on it too.
Yeah, it goes from Voodoo Brewing to Dogfish. Huh? That's strange.
That's what happens when you cross state lines.
Yeah, it must. Yeah.
Or county lines, I guess.
Different hops across the internet. Get it? See what I did there? Nerd beer joke.
He's trying, people. He's trying.
I'm pinging the brewery. I'm pinging the brewery. How many hops does it take to get to there? I'm a nerd. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm.
Did you just chug yours?
No, I can. You want me to?
Oh, no, I thought you did. I'm sorry. But, hey, if you don't like it, I like it. I mean, not my – again, this is kind of judgmental and a little biased on my part because I've been there. You haven't. Out of all their offerings, it's probably my least favorite, but not I don't consider it a bad beer at all. It's just not a style I pick too often. So I'm gonna say Goodwin on this one, but it's not something I go to very often. So we haven't disagreed like on a beer for a while, have we?
I wouldn't even fist that. Ooh, there you go.
Oh. Tongue puncher fart box. Yeah, a little joke from the last episode.
Episode 98. Audio version. Where you hear Brett say
tongue punch her fart box.
Well, that was delicious.
That just sounds so wrong.
So thinking about beers and everything, because that's what we do. We think about beers.
A lot.
One of the shows I watch, I want to say religiously. I have it on the DVR, so I guess religiously when it's convenient for me. Because that's how I roll with my religions. So I was watching The Taste.
In that corner.
In the spotlight. Was in my religion. So I watch a show called The Taste, and it's another one of those reality shows where you bring a bunch of chefs in. And
Is that a Food Network thing? Or
no, it's ABC, but it's the one with Ludo and Bourdain and Nigella. And it's the latest one, which I was actually watching before we came on here, was Cooking with Beer. And I have an issue with it. I have a few issues with it. Excuse me as I cleanse my palate.
Cooking with Budweiser, is that what they were doing?
It wasn't Budweiser. They had some, I saw Red Stripe, and I saw bottles of, it looked like Lagunitas IPA, Sierra Nevada, and I couldn't tell what the other ones were. But see, this is part of the problem. They weren't telling you what beers they were using, which is fine in a way because I'm sure there's money involved with that. Somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. But
they also never
did they mention styles?
That's the problem. They never mentioned the styles they were using. So they're coming up with all these dishes.
Said it was beer.
Yeah, they just said beer, and of course when they start out talking about beer, they were playing beer pong. And right away I went, oh
wow.
Here we go again. And I know like Bourdain knows beer. I know Ludo knows beer. Yeah. Ludo's had actually our buddy Phil from My Life as a Foodie. He's had his beer before. So the guys know beer, but so there's got to be something with the show where they just weren't saying like what styles, and that really bugged me because because you had dishes going from like barbecue to seafood to like Ethiopian. So they never said what type of beer it was. They would say, oh, what's beer from Ethiopia? Or, oh, yeah, this is just, this is one of my favorite beers. But they didn't say what it was. So you don't know style. You don't know name.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they were just trying to appeal to the general public. You know what I mean?
Maybe they were too snobbish
to think anyone would give a shit about what kind of beer it was.
But that's the thing, though. Like, draft beer is such a hot thing right now, and everyone is making a point to have it on their menus and talk about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They did a show about beer, and they weren't really – and they didn't show like the typical like corporate logos anywhere either, so which was a plus. But the fact that they didn't say styles, like they could have taken this chance and actually said, okay, you know what, with this seafood, this Belgian white's a really great beer to have because it brings out these flavors. But no, they just said, oh yeah, well we've got this beer. I'm like, fuck, come on, guys.
Yeah, that's typical.
Kind of half-ass this.
Television, I suppose.
But at the end, when one of the guys was talking about his dish, he said, well, I chose the IPA because it was better. Oh. And I'm like, that's what we need. We need more of that.
Yeah.
Make that happen.
Talk more IPA stuff.
What's the app, guys? We have an IPA alert on the set. But so the show was okay. But
are we allowed to say IPA? Is that licensed? Are we good there? I don't know.
So, the show ends, and I'm like, all right, this show was okay, but I was like, it could have been so much better from, like, a beer geek side, because when they talk about wines, of course, it's, there's one came from the hills of France, and a certain sulfur from this wine. I'm like, yeah, that's great. I just learned about wine, but what about beer? What are you guys going to do for me about beer? And they failed on it. So,
yeah,
which sucks, but what are you going to do?
That's Hollywood. Sort of. NBC, I guess. Whatever. ABC.
ABC. But I'll give CBS credit because the one time Penny was in the store on Big Bang Theory shopping for beer for a party, and in the cooler was all craft beer.
Ooh.
I have pictures. But of Penny, and there might be beer in it. But
right on. Hey, speaking of beer and fucked up things, what the hell's up with Greg Koch? Koch. I can't talk tonight. Wow. Dude, he's either, you know, a brilliant man and deserves it, or he's gone off the fucking deep end.
For those of you who haven't heard the latest scuttlebutt from Stone.
You said scuttlebutt.
They're... wow, yeah, I don't even know how to describe. So basically,
he took a 4.5 month sabbatical. Yeah,
yeah, he is disconnecting from phone, email. Yeah, like he's just dropping off the radar. Like he's going, it's like he's pulling a Beatles and going over to India and like going to get all holy or something. I don't know. We don't know what's happening, and he hasn't really said.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of did the whole beard weird thing after being so clean cut for a while.
Yeah, he kind of weirded out on everyone. And now
Now he's doing this, so it's like another level of weirded out. But so I don't know. If it's a well-deserved thing, works his ass off. I get that, you know.
I just hope it's not anything like medical related. And if it is, hey, I hope whatever it is.
Yeah, I hope it's not like either that or like a Dave Chappelle crackpot thing going there.
Ooh, that was a good meltdown back in the early
2000s. Yeah, right. I don't know. We're not doing the show anymore because we can't find that motherfucker, so we don't know where he went.
And now he's back, and nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly, right? But, you know, hey, you know, if it's a medical thing, you know, I respect that. But, you know, I also respect his decision to take a break, man. I wish I could have the fucking, you know, money and the balls to do something like that, too.
I just got caught yawning on the camera.
That's all right.
All right. So, what is our next one here? I think we're still sticking a little low.
You're gonna love the artwork on this can. Why don't you show it to peeps? Why don't you tell me about it?
The artwork on this can. Actually, no. See, this one isn't as bad.
But it's the same thing, just a different color.
That's what I'm saying. It's all about the colors, motherfucker.
Yeah, the contrast is.
Yeah, see in HD that is a beautiful looking can.
Oh wow, that actually does look nice, dude. You take a screenshot of that.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, your lighting is better. Mine looks silly. This stupid light I have 2 feet above my head.
So this is the Nola Brewing Company Blonde Ale at 5% alcohol by volume, not by weight.
Another session.
Everybody loves a blonde, right? Yeah, we think you'll agree. Our blonde is a bombshell. I'll give him credit. Yeah. All right. With 5 different malts and 2 mouth-watering hops, we've created the perfect blend of a bitter yet sweet.
Ooh.
Just the way we like it. This flagship beer always pours with the perfect head to excite all of the senses. Yeah, talking about blondes and head and
marketing team.
Sweet and bitter. And our well-balanced, full-flavored blonde will wet your whistle.
Wet your whistle.
And leave you with a smile on your face. No worries. When that one is gone, you can always grab another. Actually, we can't.
I can. I have one more here.
He can. I can. Brewed with love, brewed in New Orleans. New Orleans?
Like Spoon was saying, this is their very first ale that they created. And it was originally released back in 2009. And it's their most popular and most widely distributed beer as well. A medium body, traditional American blonde. Golden in color with floral and citrus hop aromas. Available in draft and in my can. I mean, in cans. Still has that fancy red pull tab.
In your can, you get beautiful head. Man, the beer jokes never cease.
But again, you know, I'm going to let Spoon talk about what he thinks about this one, because I've had this one before. You know, while I was in the area, I partaked. I partooked. I indulged.
All right. Let me see here. Ooh.
I love the aroma. It's got that blonde ale aroma to it.
Wow, that's...
I like it. The aroma on this beer is great. Love
that's
it.
That's a good blonde.
Yes, you like that?
I like this.
It's got that Belgian bite to it, you know, that yeasty bite to it. Like I said, citrusy. It's really nice. I think it's also, and you know, not this is a bad thing. I think it's a very strong tasting Belgian blonde. It's got a lot of body to it. You know what I mean?
It's I'm trying to figure.
Not a shipper yet, 5%.
Yeah, this is.
How's that? You know what I mean? It's just, to me, it's got a heavy body.
It does.
It's a slower drinking beer.
It's heavier than I expected, and it's heavier than a lot of the other blondes that I've had.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The jokes write themselves, people.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for almost 8 years, and we still crack at jokes like that.
Oh, dude, speaking of heavy blondes, did you watch The Biggest Loser this year?
Jesus, no.
I know, the winner chick, man. I mean, yes, she lost a lot of weight. Got down to like 105 pounds. She came out, and like everybody's screaming anorexia.
Well, I heard there was controversy with it. I saw the picture.
Yeah,
and I think it was like People Magazine or something.
They're denying it, but she does look bad. Way too skinny, man.
In 7 months, she lost 150 pounds. That's not normal.
Well, I think it is for those people, because those people are working out 7-8 hours a day, every day, you know, 6 days a week for that program. So I don't think that's unheard of. You know what I mean? Extreme, yes, but doable, sure.
Yeah, just hopefully she can keep it off, too, is the other thing.
Oh, yeah, most of them really don't. I mean, you know, just because they have to go back to real life. But,
and we all know real life sucks.
Who the fuck am I to judge? My life sucks.
I gotta travel around the country and buy beer and bring it back and talk on my radio show.
Oh, I'm such a spoiled prick. Cheers, dude.
I think this is a gorgeous beer.
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, it's got that cloudiness to it.
There's a little
nice Belgian, man.
Like, it tastes like a little citrusy at the end. Like on my.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I get a little butterscotch in there too. Yeasty.
I get the yeasty, but I'm not getting butterscotch out of it. But I do get
a little bit.
This is good. I like this though. This is.
It's like very floral too. I guess you'd call it floral.
And I like the can better.
You like my can better. How sweet of you to say, my friend.
No, this isn't bad. I kind of like this one. This is
Yeah, it's a nice American take on a Belgian blonde, man. I dig it a lot. It's got much more of a full body than the brown, for sure.
I'm trying to think what this reminds me of. It tastes familiar.
Uh-oh. You're not gonna not Lucifer, right? That's a bit much. That's a lot stronger of a.
You know what? I'm just gonna say this tastes like a blonde ale and be happy with it and not try to think of what else.
Don't overthink it, right? Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
So I don't want to ruin the experience I'm having here with this delicious blonde. Just as I put my lips around this blonde.
Nice.
It reminds me of.
She tastes like strawberries. Oh, wait. That's a whole different beer.
It reminds me of my youth.
When
I used to sit around the record player and listen to my Monkees albums.
Wow.
This is taking me back.
A Belgian blonde and Monkees. That's true. It a golden monkey the other day. It's a Belgian. All right, that joke went nowhere.
Carry on. I'm talking about like Davy Jones monkeys, and you're talking.
I know.
About,
yeah. But I'm talking about actual monkeys. Yeah.
You're talking about monkeys here.
Yeah, dude.
This is good. This is this is a nice change. So they're like they're batting 500 with me right now.
Yeah, and for me, you know, I would be, it'd be, you could easily mistake this as a higher alcohol blonde ale.
You know,
because of that full body, I think.
Yeah.
But it's only 4.9%, I think, right?
Five.
So, oh, five. Yeah, five. I was close. They rounded up. But, yeah, all in all, a great beer, dude. Oh, before we move on to the next one, I got to say, dude.
I can finish drinking this one, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, while we're on the subject of New Orleans and beer and beer snobbishness and stupidity, and I can go on.
What did you do?
Oh, no, it's not what I did. Oh, it's a place that I visited.
A place you visited?
Yes. It's right actually down the street, not too far from the Nola Brewing Company. It's Stein's Market in Delhi. It is a craft beer destination on Beer Advocate. You know, it's getting like fours and fives and like a 99 overall on Beer Advocate.
Oh, wow. That's
what a fucking joke. Just got to say, my experience was a 0.0001 out of 5.
So it was a Blutarsky level.
Shithole.
0.0.
Filthy. Extremely rude staff. The beers in the cooler, the ice-cold fucking singles in the cooler, not allowed to drink on premises. It's fucking New Orleans. It's not a law. It's not an ordinance. Just the owner's decision. So if I want to sit down and have some food, I can't walk to the cooler, grab a beer, and drink it with it. I have to take a cold beer, package it up, and take it the fuck out. How stupid is that? The other thing, I walk in, it's packed. Must be a popular fucking place, right? So I'm like squeezed in between the backs of these people's chairs and the coolers. Looking, and you know, everybody's ranting and raving about the selection. Meh. Wasn't shit. I'm looking for local and stuff too, you know, and hard to find stuff. Not there. You know, maybe we're spoiled back here, but it's nothing I've seen that anybody else couldn't get. So I'm like, is this it? And the guy's like, no, we have more in the back. By back, he meant walk through the kitchen, out the back fucking door into the alley, and there's another door to your right once you get into there with the old shitty screen door. You walk in there, and it's a fucking room with beers just laying everywhere, just in disarray on these plastic shelves. And the guys are literally, like somebody asked for a beer, they'd literally run back there, grab one out of the six-pack, and run up to the bar. Dude, the selection was shit. Like, everything they were ranting right about, I was like, are you kidding me? It was a giant, giant disappointment. So there. I had to rant about that, dude. So thanks for letting me do
that. So are you sure that the people that wrote the reviews weren't from, like, Mississippi, where they're just now getting, like,
yeah, I know,
the beer scene?
No, typical BA, rah, 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 look at those beers I found here, kind of.
Yay, I got beers.
Yeah, yeah.
But more importantly, did the brothers voice in about it?
Didn't even bother checking. I must admit, you know, I did use Beer Advocate to look up, you know, places in New Orleans to buy beer. You know, so they do have some purpose left in my life.
Well, they probably have a higher rating, too, if they buy ads in the magazine.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, maybe I was there at a bad time, bad day, I don't know. But it was just the whole bad experience overall. I mean, I check out on the beers I got, and the kid on the fuck counter, I'm like standing there waiting for him to hand me a fucking receipt. And he's like, do you need anything else, sir? I'm like, yeah, how about my fucking receipt? He's like, oh, we don't give those out here. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I just spent fucking $50 at your fucking shithole place, and you don't give me a fucking receipt? And there's a whole big line around, so I get his urgency, but totally treated me like shit. So, fuck you, Stein's. There's my review of Stein's Market in Delhi. Don't give a fuck about the food. Everything else sucked. Wouldn't go by that place in a million years ever again. So there. Everyone on BA was wrong.
You can't say that, people.
Oh, I know. People will talk. Oh my God.
People on a review site are wrong.
This just brought me to another thing about BA, dude. Is I started reading reviews again because I've been on site for a while, and I just kind of cringe because I saw three or four in a row that were like, "I drank this beer out of my Founder's Snifter's glass. I drank this beer out of my Nola pint glass." Like, that fucking makes a difference of how the beer tastes. Who gives a fuck what brand name's on your goddamn glass? Just drink it. Enjoy it.
You keep talking about that because we're going to do science. You got me thinking. We're going to do science right now.
Ooh, are you getting sciencey stuff?
I am. You talk.
Ooh, I'm just ranting away tonight, dude. I don't know what else I can bitch about. Yeah, Stein's Market and Deli. If you're making a special trip there and you're in New Orleans, if you're not in the fucking immediate area, don't even bother. But you might be if you're going to NOLA. NOLA Brewing Company, great people. Don't buy any NOLA beers at Stein's because the NOLA Brewing Company is right around the fucking corner. Just go right there and get it from the source. Little tip for you right there. Didn't get to see too much of New Orleans, but I did make some beer destinations. I went to NOLA, Abita, can't remember the name of that lake that's up there above north of New Orleans, but it's giant, and it's like the longest overspan over the water bridge in the world, like 24 miles, 24 and a half miles, something like that. Didn't get to go on that because it was 30 fucking degrees. Anyway, in Louisiana, I was down in Houma, Louisiana, working. That's where them swamp people are filmed, so they got that going for them, man. Hey, Spoon's back. I was just telling the people that where I was at that I never working around New Orleans was where they filmed Swamp People.
It's time for shit to get real.
Oh, headset back on. All right,
science,
he's back.
It's science with Spoon.
Is this going to work on our audio show, too, or is this a purely visual thing?
It's a visual thing, but we'll describe it. So here's the – actually, you know, maybe we'll do this with the next – yeah, we're doing this with
Spoon,
the next –
not a science guy.
All right, we're going to do this with the next beer because I'm ready to crack it open. And here, wait, hold on.
You're not wasting beer with this experiment, are you?
Well, no, because they're big cans, so I have enough I can
– Blonde and big cans. We're on a roll.
This is our tribute to Lonnie Anderson.
Oh, wow.
1970s, early 80s, Lonnie Anderson.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Stroker Ace, Lonnie Anderson.
Stroker Ace, oh my God.
Stroker Ace was born to race.
All these young people are like, what the fuck are they talking about? I don't understand.
Unless they remake the movie into something I can relate to, I don't understand what it is.
Oh, Christ. All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, we're kind of flying through these because we do have four.
Well, these are big ones, too. Okay.
Yeah, which one are we doing, the shiny silver one or the white one? We're doing the shiny silver one next,
you
right?
Tell me.
Yeah, let's do the shiny silver one with the blue on it. We'll do that one. Because, A, it's next to my notes, and B, it's the one I can reach from my chair and my kegerator.
Yes, and we're actually going in order of ABV, too. So.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. I did that on purpose. Oh, man, I'm going to need another beer glass. Holy shit. I got this giant Duvel glass. Or Duver.
Duvel.
If I'm going to be a proper snob.
Do we have to call the Duval rep and ask him how to say it?
Duver. 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 It's Duver. Yeah, I'm curious to see what experiment you are doing. Do you want to introduce this beer with your experiment, or shall we begin? What you thinking, man?
Well, let me talk about this beer first.
All right, you got it.
How do you say the name of this one?
I'd say it's Hopatoulos.
We'll go with Hopatoulos.
Hopatoulos.
Chica-chica, Hopatulas.
Hopatulas. I don't know. That's a good question.
This is an American IPA that is 6% ABV.
Yes.
Yes, the Hopatulas. I like that name, Hopatulas.
It's gonna, I know. I mean, yeah, exactly.
Maybe
right?
If that's not how you say it, that's how we're going to say it. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the third edition.
Nola, feel free to correct us if we're wrong.
Jesus, no. This is the third addition to their year-round beer portfolio. At 6.5%, this is a West Coast-style IPA, which combines six malts with additional dry hopping for 3 weeks. It takes about a month and a half to make each batch, and they think it's worth the wait. Now we're going to find out. Maybe they show you how to kind of pour on the side here, too. There's hints of pine, citrus, with a powerful yet balanced hoppy flavor. This packs a punch that you won't forget. Ooh, available on draft or in 16-ounce cans. So we are holding a pound of beer.
Yes, we are, damn it.
And in your notes, you mentioned Stein's Market and Dally right underneath it. Okay, just for you people at home. So the notes that Brad wrote says Stein's Market and Dally. Beer snobs on BA raved about this shit box. Roots have shit limited selection and ridiculous. No beer drink on premise rule.
I'm sorry. I was angry at them. I just couldn't hold back, dude.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
But I forgot I said shit box. It's kind of funny.
All right, so first.
And by the way, dude, did you see this down here? This little bridge on the bottom of the can?
Is that big bridge you were telling me about?
Yes, that's on Lake. I was talking about it when you were away. I couldn't remember the name of the lake, but forgive me if I even pronounce this wrong. It's Lake Pontchartrain? Pontchartrain? Pontchartrain. It's like almost a 25-mile across bridge, but I really wanted to cross that thing when I was down there. It's for two reasons. A, because it kicks ass. It's the longest bridge in the world over one single span of water, body of water.
Okay.
And two, right on the other side of that fucking bridge is Abita Brewing Company.
Ah, that's a good point then.
But I was down there, you know, in the Gulf there, way down there, and it was still 30 fucking degrees, right? They closed the bridge because of ice in the middle of the lake.
Okay.
It's a giant fucking lake. Dude, this bridge is so big, they have their own police force. It's crazy. But, so, you know, in my quest for beer, I drove around the fucking lake to get there. So a 20-minute bridge trip, 25-minute bridge trip, took me like an hour and a half to drive around the fucking lake to go have a sampler and some food and say hi to the people. So that's dedication right there.
Yes.
But anyway, please continue, my friend.
Are you ready for science?
I am. Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, hops. Ooh.
Yeah, dude. Again, I'm a little biased on this one because in true traveling fashion, I've sampled these beers already. This one, anyway. I'm going to put this in my giant Duvel glass. I can't wait to see your science experience, man. I'm excited.
I'm going to get in trouble for doing this, too.
Why?
You're going to find out.
Uh-oh. Are you doing a frat boy thing?
What?
He's like, maybe.
No. Oh, shit. I just got beer on my phone. Well, that sucks.
Yeah, I do that all the time. It's good.
All right, so we'll drink this from the official Dogfish Head glass, which is it's good beer. It's a good glass for just about anything. I think so.
Indeed.
Oh, wow, that's... Wow, that is
Hopatula. Oh, very piney. Yeah, absolutely. It's like inhaling a fucking pine cone, piney. And that's not a bad thing, mind you. What are you thinking? It's very citrusy, very piney. Yeah. It's West Coast style, so it has like six hops.
It's not bad. Yeah, it's definitely piney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It definitely has a distinct hop profile for sure.
So see,
what
so that,
hops they use, I don't know. But
so that's what I got out of Exhibit A, we'll call it.
Uh-oh.
So I also pour this into a different vessel just to see if it really does matter what you drink out of.
Oh, what have you done?
So, presenting to you.
Whoa! Where the fuck did you get that?
This is the official Gravedigger souvenir mug.
Oh, you went to the truck thing.
I went to the truck thing today.
I actually hate you for not buying me one.
This was filled with ice and like flavored ice.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
I'm sure.
$15
That fucker? That's awesome, man.
But honestly,
for those of us listening on audio, we got to take a picture of that.
This will definitely be a picture. So it's a Gravedigger mug that has a skull on it and flames. And I actually thought it was Sick Puppy when I saw it. So let you know if it tastes any different.
That's right up my alley, dude. I kind of want that. That's ridiculous and awesome at the same time. How's it taste out of the mouth of the Gravedigger head thing?
Pretty much tastes the same.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. Is that thing plastic, I assume?
Yes, it's already been through the dishwasher. And now I'm going to have to scrub it again because this is actually a teaspoon's cup.
Yeah, you don't want him with the hop residue and all that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Daddy, what's wrong with my mug? Nothing.
Nothing. It now belongs to Daddy.
That's why I want to buy another one. I'm like, I can't spend $30 on two of these mugs. I'm like, Lushy will kick my ass.
What if you can get them on the internets? That's hilarious.
Cha-cha-cha.
Dude, that's like a great Mardi Gras cup even. Dude, the way the eyes are.
This is a great anything.
It kind of fits in with the whole NOLA theme, honestly.
Because, you know, the way that beer fests are going these days, eventually they're going to tell us that we have to bring our own mugs or bring our own glasses. I'm going to go in with this.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I've been waiting to show this to you. I'm like, ooh, perfect chance. So there you go, people watching us. Yeah.
So that wasn't scheduled for Sunday.
No, but it's always scheduled over Valentine's Day weekend in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I never noticed that.
And,
interesting.
And here's the funny thing. So Lush and I always joke for like,
I'm going to take my date to the truck pole.
Can you imagine the people that go there as Valentine's Day presents?
Yeah.
And look who went this year. This guy.
Yeah.
Although we went because Teaspoon's birthday is coming up, so and he said he really wanted to go. And we're like, hey, we're now those people.
Yeah, but, you know.
But let me tell you, that is such a people-watching event.
Oh, absolutely. It's like going to the Butler Fair, dude. It's just amazing to watch.
There's a lot of normal people that go to this thing, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I get that, but a certain percentage where you're going to go, no wonder this world's so fucked up.
As I told Lush, I'm like, hey, this kind of looks like the county fair by your house. You
see, right there, yeah.
And she said, I think these are some of the same people.
Uh-huh.
So she agreed with me. But there was no lack of camouflage today. And I stuck out because I wore a nice dress shirt, flannel shirt, and my jeans. But it was a really cool time. Like, I had a blast at it. Teaspoon loved it. He thought it was fantastic.
I bet there was a shitload of Duck Commander T-shirts there.
No, but I told Leslie I wanted to go with one that says happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy, happy. That's funny.
But yeah, the event was really cool. There's nothing that they could have done to make that thing better. One of the cars flipped over and like it hit when it went off one of the jumps. When it was coming back down, it clipped its back wheel and it flipped around.
Oh,
and
nice.
The front end of it smashed and there was fluid all over the place. And then they also had the end of it, Gravedigger was the one that won. It just beat out I forget the car it was up against, and it started to spin around and like do this victory dance or whatever it does. Well, it overheated and the thing caught on fire. Like flames underneath.
Nice.
Flames underneath it just went like. I'm like, that's what I wanted to see. So it was very cool though. I mean, they have it very tricked out for like the generation now where it's all electronics and.
Oh yeah. Last year they had that big Godzilla thing.
Probably
the right car now, mecha. Whatever.
It would hit the scoreboard now if it was there. They had the motocross was there, which that's what I really wanted to see, and that was very cool to see those guys get like 70 feet in the air.
Yeah, it's badass.
They had this like cheesy four-wheeler race though, where it was Team Pittsburgh versus Team New England, and it was actually kind of staged like wrestling. And I was going to send Sorg some pictures of it and say, you got to watch this. I go, because this is just really bad acting. Because at the end of the race, the guys would go like, you people are stupid. You don't understand good racing. And, of course, you know, the guy from him is like, I'm from Team Pittsburgh, though, rah, 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 and I challenge you to a one-on-one race.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to mention, you're talking about that it kind of reminds me of wrestling in a way.
But the thing is, like, Teaspoon loved it, and all the kids loved it. And Teaspoon's
absolutely,
Team Pittsburgh, woo! I'm like, that's awesome. That's my boy. Yeah. My favorite, though, is that the Iron Man truck is my favorite one. That's that one. Iron Man.
Please tell me on the side it says AHRN.
No, it's actually sponsored by Marvel.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm thinking technically, like, heavy duty on the Pittsburgh side. It's actually the Iron Man.
Iron. Like, this is Marvel Universe sponsored. Yeah. The truck looks like Iron Man, and the guy that comes out is wearing an Iron Man outfit.
Wow.
It was pretty cool, though. We had a good time.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. I've been one of those since I was a little kid. I'm sure they haven't changed much other than the technology.
No, it's pretty much the same. But it was fun, though. I mean, we had a blast. And, you know, of course, you know, the kid had to go to the bathroom like 5 times. And,
you know, drinking out of that wicked mug, I can see why.
Well, yeah, it's a big-ass mug. But we actually had both kids there, so you know, after you buy the headphones, and then you each kid has to get a pennant, and then they both have to get cars to go with it, so that, you know, that's like $40. And then you buy food, and that's like $30.
Do you buy the earplugs there? Or?
No, we bought them at Home Depot.
Dude, you know I'm a gun-toting redneck. All you had to do was ask. I could have gave you about 4 pair for free.
Well, yeah, they wanted their own that they could put shit on.
Keep. Yeah,
and that's cool. They wanted to, and they were fine, but my youngest was getting tired and freaked out, so he actually left.
Oh, did he? Yeah, he's pretty young for that, though. I mean, that's like a marathon for him, I would imagine, right?
Hey, we got Lewis just asked us a question. Is this live? Yes, it is, Lewis. This is very live.
Well, yes,
Lewis,
it is live.
Live, because we're talking about the Monster Jam that happened this afternoon. And I am drinking from my Monster Jam.
Yeah, that thing's awesome.
I love this mug now. I just have to make sure I get the smell of hops out of it before my kid gets it again. So yes, this is very much live. Beer from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Absolutely, man.
So yeah. It is 11:11 p.m. here on the coast.
He came in talking when we were talking about Monster Trucks and stuff, but this is a beer show, my friend.
Ask away.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we're drinking out of skull mugs.
That thing is ridiculous. That's awesome. I should go get my Viking mead thing, but meh. All right, dude, how much beer you got left? Yeah, yes, you are. How much Hopatula do you have left?
I don't know. I can't see through this mug.
Ha! Nice.
Hold on. I got about that much left.
Oh, wow. The fucking mug holds a lot more than I thought it did.
It does. This is a 20 ounce. Holds a shit ton, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'll say.
And I'm only doing it with this beer because of the fact I do like it. I don't think we can do proper justice with the reviews, but it was.
Yeah.
It's a good IPA. It's a good representation of a West Coast IPA.
It's got a good session ABV to it as well. It's only 6.5%, so it's not one of those overbearing, you know, get you hammered IPAs. The doubles and triples, you know.
Well, yeah, and the thing with the hops, too, and this is what I really like with it, is a problem that I found with some West Coast IPAs is that the bitterness will linger for a while.
Oh, it's that resin. You get that hop resin in the West Coast IPAs. It just sticks in the back of your throat and roof your mouth.
This kind of has been going away. Like a little bit, like it was mellow, like you don't really notice it, like fading away.
Oh yeah, it's balanced very, very well. Yeah, absolutely. But it is a in your face hops, man. What I say is there's 6 different varieties of hops in this one, I think.
We'll go with
6
that.
Malt, 6 hops. Yeah. Very floral, very citrusy, and like I said, it's got that resiny taste to it. It kind of just sticks in the roof of your mouth. But again, not in a bad way. I love that. I'm a whore for the hops. So
six malts, six hops.
Yeah.
Wish I knew which six. They don't really tell you.
This is, I like this though. This is like, this is a quality IPA.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I bring it home to mommy.
I'm actually going back down to Louisiana for work soon. So if you want any more of this on a personal level, I'll try and bring some back for you.
Nah, I don't like it that much.
What about the next one, though? You might like the next one. I haven't tried this one yet because I couldn't find it when I was looking for it down when I was down south until I went to New Orleans, and I finally found it because I actually went to the fucking brewery. This one's an interesting one. Didn't drink it, but I'm really excited to. Let me get this one out of the cooler.
I need to finish drinking this one.
Oh, hurry up, you slacker.
Oh, Jesus. See, the problem is this is a good beer that drink fast so that we can...
Yeah. I mean, you know, and it's almost to that point where it's one of them hop palate wreckers, you know what I mean? If you do like a pale ale after this, it's kind of ruined.
That was a Green Flash palate wrecker. I really don't even think it's a palate wrecker.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all in the name, right?
Yeah, they got the name on it, so they'll go with that.
Now, while you're finishing that, let me talk about the next one because, you know, you're talking about names, right? It's a great segue. The NOLA, the one we're doing next, is another pounder can offering. It's another 16-ouncer. And there's not much to look up on this beer on the internet because it's just not out there. It's not even on their website, dude, NOLABrewing.com. Not there. And I started to think about that. I'm like, why the hell would they not have this beer on their website? Because, you know, we've run into other breweries that just don't keep their website updated. So, yeah, they are missing a few. So I thought of that. So I did a little research. You're reading that, aren't you?
What?
Yeah.
No, I thought you just saw what I did.
No, I totally missed that.
Sorry, so. I am just having way too much fun with this mug. And...
Oh, sorry.
This is what I was doing.
I was reading the notes.
Hi.
I love that mug. It's so ridiculous. It's awesome.
Sorry, please continue.
No, that's fine. So I started Googling it. You know, I was trying to find another like description for this beer. And what do I run into but NOLA Brewing sued by Godzilla creator.
What?
Yeah, dude. Then our next beer is called Mecha Hopzilla. And I don't know, for the older generation, I don't know if you remember the Mecha Godzilla. You know, the robotic Godzilla?
Yeah.
Look at this label. This is why they're getting sued. Because it looks just like it.
Get over it.
Well, yeah. But here's why, though. You know there's a new Godzilla movie coming out in 2014.
Hmm?
Yes. There's a new Godzilla movie coming out in 2014.
Why?
I'm betting that their lawyers were scouring the planet trying to find shit, you know, so not to mess with the brand when the movie comes out kind of a thing. So, yeah, there's that. It's like a
that is just that's stupid.
Oh, it's stupid, isn't it? I know, right? It's just that whole legal bullshit. Even like brewery going after brewery pisses me off, but it's just fucking ridiculous.
I got something to say about that though.
Why didn't they fucking sue Terrapins Hopzilla?
Or you also have Ithaca's Casca Zero.
That's exactly what I was going for next, man.
But that's not what I was gonna bring up.
Christ. It's like in true Godzilla fashion, you know, Godzilla destroy all breweries, Hasman.
Because there's that case of the brewery that has their label look just like Magic Hat. I mean, it looked like Magic Hat.
That's a little different, though.
And Magic Hat went after them. They were like, we're just a small brewery. Why are you hating on us?
Everyone's no, they're
like,
not.
They're like, dude, geez, your logo looks just like Magic Hat. Like,
wow. Everybody sees it. Huh. I did not see that one. I'll have to look it up later.
I'll put it in the show notes for everyone.
All right, cool.
So this is like the only time I think that craft beer fans were like, yeah, dude, come on, what the fuck?
Seriously. It's like mega obvious, right? That's awesome. All right, dude. Yeah, by the sounds of that burp, you finished the last one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you could hear that.
That was a gassy hops burp. I know that very, very well.
Yes, that was a very hoppy one.
Yeah. Go ahead and tell the people about this beer. I actually have to get a fresh glass because I am I have exhausted my supply here at the table.
Would you like to borrow mine?
No, that's all right. You keep that. That one scares me a little, Spoon.
I'm gonna have to see if I can find one of those somewhere.
All right. Introduce the Mecha Hobzilla. I shall return.
Okay, so you're Mecha Hobzilla. Hobbishira. This is the beautiful can. Yes, very, very, very nice. So this is 8.8%. It's an American double IPA. The Hop Monster is an American Imperial IPA boasting Bravo, Columbus, Centennial, and Citra hops. Beware of Mecha Hobzilla's powerful flavor and its attack of half a pound per barrel dry hop aroma. Not for the faint of heart or palate, hop heads, this one's for you. Ha-ha! Brewed with love, brewed in New Orleans. Nolens.
Yeah, did you read it off the can, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
That's funny.
It's the same thing that's pretty much in the notes. But that has a shit ton of hops for dry hopping. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know, right?
Half a pound per barrel.
Yeah, that's
a lot of hops.
I think they said somewhere it took them like a month and a half to get this beer ready, something like that, every batch. I don't remember. But this bad boy does come in at 8.8%. So.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what these people go through to make some of these beers. We saw a story recently with our good friend up at Schuber talking about his brewery, and he's just like, I'm constantly making beer. He's like 4 or 5 batches a day. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, he's so popular now, God bless him, he ran out of beer.
Yeah.
He had to like shut down a couple days to get more beer gone out. Not a bad thing. Just, you know, that's growing pains, right? All right.
But he's got some great food to go with it, so I can't even really complain.
Oh, yeah.
We'll link to the story, too. So Zach up at Schuber was interviewed by our good friend Mike Pound from the Beaver County Times. And his the Beer Man, or Beer Man, Pittsburgh Beer Man column.
Something like that.
Well, he does a bunch of online
videos, works.
Which is nice because he is really good with video. He's really good at telling a story, and he knows a lot about beer. So,
yes.
Mike came out with this. I don't know how he convinced the people to give him a beer column again, because he's like, I get to go drink beer. I get paid for it.
I know, right?
And I'm like, yeah, I don't location like you. And everything. He's done some really good things so far. He did a show at Piper's. He talked to Hart, and he went down to the to talk about the cask system and how everything works, or what cask ales are. And then he also went to the most recent one. He went to Penn Brewery, and he actually got a nice tour of Penn Brewery.
Right on.
But he also talked to our friends at Shubru. So go check that out. We will provide a link in the show notes because I do not have it here with me because I just thought of it.
All right, you ready to try this beer? I'm really excited to try this beer. I've been sitting on this one way too long for the show. I'm getting antsy, damn it.
Well, if that's the case, then you know what? Yeah, maybe we should just wait a few more minutes longer.
I'm going to kill you. I'm drinking it anyway. Cheers, man.
All right, I got to open mine.
That dude asked if we were live and then it went away. Yes. We must have scared him that we were live.
Oh, so just for the record, too, so I just got a message from a friend of mine that went to the night showing of Monster Jam, and the car that flipped over and, like, fluid went all over the place and we were, like, going crazy for, he said tonight it ran without a hood.
Nice.
And he said the zombie vehicle ran without hands because it lost, like, both of its arms.
That's awesome. So, right. Dude, this fucking beer is amazing. Oh wow, that's if you don't like hoppy beer, run as far as you can away from this one.
Run away.
Oh, I mean it's not like Heady Topper, it's close. It's actually kind of close. It's not your Dogfish 120 kind of hoppy, but
then I'm not going to appreciate this. It's not exclusive enough.
Shut up, you snob. Oh, that's so good.
I actually had somebody say that to me. They stopped drinking the Stern beer because they said it's not exclusive enough. Seriously?
Yeah, that's a bit anal.
Fucking serious? Man.
It sounds like about 20 other people I know in the Pittsburgh area. Not to call anybody out or anything.
Probably the same person.
Oh, I'm talking multiple people, but yeah, it's probably included in that bunch. Put that to each other, I guess. Yeah, dude, the hop profile in this beer is amazing.
Oh, and, Jesus.
It's a bigger Mosspin than Hopatula, but it's not like Hopatula 2. It's a whole different flavor profile. Love it. And I think, not to compare the two, but I mean, this is like a double IPA, don't they call it a double? Yeah.
Yes. It's an Imperial double.
Yeah, Imperial equals double equals, yeah. But it's very well done. I mean, it's balanced so good. It doesn't have that harsh, wow, you know, double bite.
Holy
to it.
Shit.
Yeah, right? I really wish I would have brought more of this one back, dude. I really do, but I didn't.
Oh, that is...
Yeah. I think for me and my experience with NOLA... This is the beer I'm going to remember. This is the one that stands out. This would be the Heady Topper of NOLA. You know what
this
I mean?
This is the palate wrecker.
Yeah, absolutely. In a good way, though.
I know what I said before, but seriously, this is the palate wrecker.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Absolutely. It's a great beer, though, man. I love it. I've been looking forward to trying it. Because, you know, I tried the Hopatulas when I was down there, and I'm like, it's good. It's good.
It looks just badass, too, in my glass.
I know, right? Fuck, even the can's badass. It's just cool. I mean, the dude's holding the hop cone, and yeah. But, yeah, it's an 8.8% or, you know, double. But great hop profile. Really well done. I can't say enough good about this beer, man. But now you know why it's not on their website. Lawsuit.
Well, you know what? So... This is what happened with me tonight, and these beers is a really good, I guess, reason why I'm into craft beers. So we started out with the brown.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't very crazy about it. I'm like, brown ale. The blonde, I'm like, it's getting there. It's not bad.
I like the blonde a lot.
The IPA, ooh, you got my attention. This is kind of nice, kind of spiffy. The Mecha Hopzilla, holy fucking shit.
Right?
This is good beer.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, to me, it's their standout beer. It's their top beer. And not to take away from the others, but for me, it's the one, you know. Speaking of that lawsuit, if you read the article, it's just one really funny note about this beer at the end of it. This blogger Jeremy Labadi leapt to the local brewery's defense after that god-awful Matthew Broderick Godzilla remake, wrote Labadi on the Beer Buddha blog. You would think the Toho would be happy with Mecha Hopzilla bringing attention back to the Godzilla franchise.
He's got a point. I was gonna bring that up. That last remake they made of Godzilla was so awful.
Yeah, fail.
Oh.
See, that's Hollywood, though. Why would you even bother doing that for the third fucking time if it failed twice? What the fuck are you thinking?
People that watched the last one have already forgotten about it.
I guess. Jesus. Although, you know, in their defense, they did remake Judge Dredd and it was a much better experience.
It was.
It wasn't that, you know, Stallone shit.
I like the cheesy Stallone movie.
If you take it as cheesy, it's great. I am the law.
I am the law.
I am the law.
You have been judged. So stupid, it's good.
Yeah. Have you seen the new one, the new remake?
I have.
It's great. It's so like it's spot movie. On with the comic book, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very.
You
well
never
done,
see his face. Yeah.
But the Stallone one was just so 90s cheesy. It was just that's why.
Yeah,
I
think I appreciate it more now that the other one's out. You know what I mean? Because now that the Stallone one has its place in cheesy stupidity, and it's supposed to be there. It's not the be all end all representation of the Judge Dredd, you know, era. So I have that going for me, I guess.
Well, did you hear what sequel will be coming out?
RoboCop.
No.
Oh wait, you said sequel, not remake.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about the fact that there's a RoboCop remake because that's.
No, hey Hollywood, get an original fucking idea.
Beetlejuice 2.
Oh my god, I did hear that. But on a positive note, you know what else is coming out? I actually do want to see.
Michael Keaton said he would only do it if. Shit, I forgot his name already. is making the movie.
Oh, the director, dude. Yeah, I don't know.
Fudge, you know what?
Tim Burton, no.
Tim Burton, yes.
Yes, that was him.
Yeah, he said he would only do it if Tim Burton is still doing it.
To me, there is only one Beetlejuice. That's just dumb. It's like remaking Willy Wonka. What the fuck's the point?
Well, no, this is... So it's going to, like, expand on it, and the fact that Lydia is now an adult.
It's a sequel.
Yes, because, you know, Winona Ryder hasn't worked in a very long time.
Long time. Yeah, sad. But you know what I do want to see coming up? Mr. Motherfucking Peabody. Yes! That, Hollywood, you're selling me there, brother. I will see that in a heartbeat. That looks so well done. It looks amazingly beautiful. I have to see that. That's my generation.
I grew up.
And before. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I have not been excited to see a Hollywood movie in a long fucking time. This, I'm excited about. This, I will actually go to a theater and see. And for me to say that, you know, how much I'm a Hollywood fucking hating douchebag, I want to see this.
Well, then we should do SIDT Night at the Movies.
Get all drunk and go watch Mr. Peabody, is that what you're saying?
Well, we don't have to get drunk.
Like, well,
but
we could go to Lowe's Theater and see it. That way, we could get drunk.
Yeah, because I'm gonna pay $30 or whatever to sit in some plush seat to watch a cartoon. No, No, I'm saying that you download it off the internet. We watch it at your house and we have some people over.
Oh, I get you. Yeah, right.
We do that too.
Download it. I'll have the people at my house.
Because we were testing the latency of your network.
Yeah, just saying, right.
Or we wait till the Hollywood Theater gets it in Dormont, and you can just come over here, and we'll grab a couple Sixers, because the last time I went to go see a movie there, so since we have a few minutes here, I am watching their time now, the Hollywood Theater in Dormont is one of the only BYOB theaters in Pittsburgh. They don't show your normal releases. But
one of or the only?
I believe there's a couple other ones, but I'm not 100% sure, so I'm not going to say that it's the only. You know what? It's our show. Fuck it. It's the only theater that you can bring your own beer that I have been to. I went there for the Wrestling Mayhem show. Good friends of ours. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For their 300th episode. They had a viewing of No Holds Barred, the Hulk Hogan classic.
Wow.
And I went there with Dutters and a few others, and I took in a six-pack of Golden Monkey, and I came out happy. And that's when I first found out that this was a BYOB place. And the guy that was working was like, yeah, there's a six-pack shop down the street. Go ahead. Which made me – the marketing guy in me made me think – why don't you have a deal with these guys and say, hey, we'll send people your way, you send people our way. Hey, you know, have a deal thing going on, but whatever, it's Stormont.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
And then I went to go see a movie you have to see.
Oh, really?
Which was The Night of Badassdom.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
That was so cool. If you know anybody who's ever been into the Dungeons & Dragons medieval...
I make fun of those people that are And I'm calling all of you out right now. If you're over, if you're over 30 and you're still playing Dungeons and Dragons, just kill yourself. Just say it.
I think Norm still plays.
No, he does the magic thing.
He does magic.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah. You're just saying, you know.
But watching this, it was so funny.
Who am I to judge, Spoon? Just saying.
Because it was funny because there's so many people. I'm like, I know guys like that. I know that guy. I know that guy.
It's kind of sad.
And I went from playing
that game as a kid to beating them up later on in high school.
But there's also some very good eye candy in that too, so it's worth seeing it. But the cheesy effects, it was worth it. I had a very good time there, and so I
assume that was an independent movie, right?
I don't know, probably. Yeah, it's like the big name in it was Steve Zahn.
Nah, I got nothing.
He was you'd know him if you saw him. He's a very popular BC role, supporting role.
The Bruce Campbell of today.
Kind of. He was in well, I know, That Thing You Do. He was one of the guitar players. You see his face, you'd know who he is.
Yeah, right now I got nothing. But anyway.
So yeah, there's a few other people that have been in other roles. And you look at him and you're like, oh yeah, you're always the supporting guy in everything else. Yeah. So it was one of those movies. But it was fun. The special effects were kind of cheesy, but they were good. All right, I'm drinking and I'm watching a movie. This is great.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the B-movie style, man.
But the downside to the theater is that they need to raise money to buy a digital projector because the movie theaters are going to stop doing the reel-to-reels.
Yeah, Kickstarter maybe?
Well, they've looked at a few things.
Oh, by the way, people, if you're listening to this, change your Kickstarter password. They just got hacked. Go ahead. Continue.
Oh, shit. Thanks.
That was a public service announcement.
So, yeah, they're raising money to have a digital projector put in. Otherwise, they have to shut down, which would be a huge loss to the area because they have some very cool movies. Rocky Horror Picture Show shows are every other week. They bring in a lot of old movies, too. They've had the Back to the Future trilogy.
I can bribe them. I will give you money if you have a Clockwork Orange showing.
They've done Clockwork Orange.
Like a party, though. I want to dress up in my droog.
They would do that. I'm almost positive they would do that.
Oh, dude, I should talk to them about that. Like an SIDT droog party. That would be awesome.
Well, because I thought about talking to them about doing something.
Milk stouts.
Doing a beer night there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah.
Having a beer movie or something to help raise money or whatever.
As long as I'm not halfway on the other side of the country at the time, I'm good for that.
And you got a place to crash in my house, so you're all set. But it's unfortunate that they would have to shut down. But they have it where if you want to rent out the theater, you can show any movie you have on DVD.
Really? I got some fucked up shit on DVD. How much does it cost?
Okay. Your Jesus Christ serial whatever is not being played there, but.
I bet it would if they're in front of the right crowd. They'd probably, bring it in, man. Get the money on it, sure.
It's a very nice theater, and it's a very cool place. I'd hate to see it close. So.
I mean, that's always sad to see any local like old school theater and shit like that close, man. That depresses me. And it was one of my hometown, the Penn Theater that just it struggled, and these kids bought it. I shouldn't say kids. I mean, they're 20, 25, 30 years old. They bought it, and they did that. We're gonna revitalize it and redo it and rebuild it, and nobody went. And it just they closed down. It was sad. Nobody supported it, and that was heartbreaking, man.
More people are going to the Hollywood Theater now. I think now that people are finding out that it's BYOB because you can do dinner right next door and then go to the theater.
Yeah, and I think Pittsburgh has a better chance of that. This was in a small town where I grew up. So that support just wasn't there because of the population and the generation that was there. So if they even wanted BYOB, it would have been a bunch of welfare rats and homeless people in the city showing up there just to get drunk.
So I was gonna tell you. So these guys show up. And
these drunks show up.
These drunks show up, and it's me, Dutters, RZA. From Wrestling Mayhem Show, Sorg and Missy and
right on.
And and a few people, and Sheep the Moon was there, who I always love drinking with because it's a good time with him. And we're hanging out, and we notice this kid walks in with a case of Miller High Life Pounders.
Oh, Jesus, you're allowed to bring it. There's like no limit. You bring
whatever the fuck you want. The limit's supposed to be like a six pack or a little more than that. This guy comes in, but he was with his buddy, so technically it's the whole group had it.
That's true.
These guys almost killed the thing, but they weren't like loud and obnoxious, rude with it. They were just sitting back drinking pounders of High Life. I'm like, that's the fucking life right there, man. These guys are doing it right.
No, that's not right. I don't know. I was young once. I did that shit. Whatever.
The fact that you could do that, like you could come in there and just watch a movie. And they usually get big, like Groundhog Day is there every once in a while. Except Back to the Future, Caddyshack probably has been there. So.
I mean, even if you know, the digital thing happens, right? Do they have like a library of shit that would keep them rolling, like old school classic movies like that for a while?
Well, yeah, that's the thing is they transitioned that, so they would get that from Hollywood. Like they would, that's what they get from.
So they don't have their own library of this stuff. It's the whole, you know, this business model of a movie theater where they rent and return.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, they don't have their, as far as I know, that's what it is.
Yeah, I was thinking that because that might be like, you know, copyright infringement now that I think about it.
So if you guys would do want to find out more, it is thehollywooddormont.org, and we'll have links to that.
Maybe we should help them raise money. When's that deadline?
I think it's a rolling deadline kind of thing. Like they're getting by on stuff, but like for instance, February 28th, so in two Fridays or so, and March 1st, Pulp Fiction. Is there on the big screen.
Not a fan of that movie.
I would do that shit. I would go there for Pulp Fiction.
I get a lot of hate for saying that. I don't like that movie, but there's a couple of scenes in that movie that I dug, but overall I was like
pfft. Let's see, they also have like so they have breakfast in a movie on Sundays, which is
That's kind of cool actually.
I've talked to them about doing Saturday, late morning, early afternoon cartoons for like the kids.
Right.
So, we'll see. Anyways, enough about that. Final recap of all the beers, because we are pushing some time here.
Yeah, I think we are, dude. Not to take away from it, but the brown ale's at the bottom of the list.
We're about to hit an hour and a half, so.
Then the blonde. Then the Hapatula. And then, dude, number one for me, hands down. Mecha Hobzilla. Amazing hop profile on that thing. It's giving me the gassy, hoppy burps, you know.
I am going from least favorite to most favorite, the brown to the blonde to the order that we just did the show. That's my order for this.
Yeah, we're kind of on the same par there. Even though I liked that brown ale and you didn't, I still put that at the bottom only because I'm comparing their other three different styles with it. But as far as a brown ale overall, I like it better than most. The Hapatula, I think there's similar beers out there, but this is a great one. The blonde, awesome representation of a Belgian blonde ale, you know, Americanized. Mecha Hobzilla, god damn, I wish I would have bought more of that. I think I need to buy a bigger suitcase, Spoon, I'm just saying.
I think you do, too.
Or start checking a second bag and paying for it. I'm not platinum status yet with Delta, so I only get one free bag.
You're getting there. All right.
All right, man. Dude, it's been a great beer evening. I was looking forward to this one because those Nola beers have been sitting in my fridge for a while. Excited because, you know, next episode, 100, baby.
I have no idea what we're going to do for 100, but I think this guy might be involved.
I think I might get naked.
Yeah, we'll have to see. what we could, let's see. Here's the thing is there's a lot of shows that, I mean, there's shows that have been around for a while, and they have like 270-some shows, but they're 270-some shows with the same boring.
It were quality, not quantity, brother. Tastes like celery.
Hey, whatever. So, But you figure we do a show once a month. You hit 100. You've been doing this for a while. We're pushing
8 years, man. And, you know, there's a lot of shows that beer shows have come and gone, you know. And even in the heyday of, you know, oh, my God, there's a million beer shows out there. That's not so true anymore. We're still hanging out. And so we appreciate the listenership, man. We appreciate your support.
And,
we know you're listening, and we love you guys.
Really quick, I want to thank the people at Giant Eagle for inviting me out, inviting both of us out.
Yes, I unfortunately did not make it, but...
Yeah. But they had their Hoppy Fridays, which is a 2-hour happy hour basically
is that every Friday?
My understanding is that it is. It is the one that we were invited to was at the Market District in Robinson.
Is that the only location that does that?
I don't believe so. I believe they all have something.
Really?
But the one at Robinson is the one that we went to.
Yeah,
that I went to, and it will. Oh my dear God, the food!
I saw the food pictures, man. It looked amazing.
Yeah, it's farking fantastic. And the beer for the night was brought to us from Great Lakes, which you might be seeing something in the near future with us in Great Lakes.
Yes, absolutely.
I talked to the brewer Luke, and we had a good conversation going on. And,
nice. And I heard our buddy Brian Myers did a good job there as well.
He wasn't in that section. He was kind of, I guess they had like another section over, but people were talking about the chocolate pairings with beer. And the other cool thing too is it was a good time, but also we had the only barrel of the barrel aged Blackout Stout.
Nice.
That was supposed to go to Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week, but we got it.
Is that the one? I don't know. Rumor has it they're coming out with a brand new beer soon. I don't know if that was it, but
it was so good. So, anyways, I have to get back to those guys and let them know.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, 2014 is a big year for us. You know, you guys have been following us for a long time, and a lot of changes, and in a good way.
And I got laid off, so
yeah.
You've got
all the free time in the world to plan shit.
I'm just kind of sitting around with my kids trying to figure out what the hell I'm going to do. So,
220, 221,
whatever it takes.
Yeah. Thanks for getting that, old people. All right, guys. Awesome show. Awesome beers. Great finish to the show, too, with that Mecha Hopzilla. I couldn't ask for a better beer to end the show with, man. Until next time.
For shouldidrinkthat.com, this is the most reverend Father Spoon.
And this has been Brad. Formerly known as Sick Puppy.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, man. So until next time, we out.
Bitches.
Eat a bullet.
And at and stuff.
Good night.
Peace.
Dine a fire.